Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Wow. Be careful what you pray for, because it just might happen. Yesterday, I'm driving from Chicago down to Tennessee. It's about 7.5-8 hours. By the way, I'm going to confess that I am driving too fast. I have been taking that to confession. Go to the Bulldog Catholic Examination of Conscience. It'll come up on the internet. And one of the things is, are you driving too fast or too dangerously? Because I'm not just taking my life in my own hands. I could be harming other people. But yesterday I drove fast. So I got to take it back to confession. And I've got to work on that. I mean, there's a cruise control for a reason. I could just put in the speed and not worry about it. All right. But during that time, I thought, wow, I haven't had a dream about him. Honey, and I say this out loud, by the way, because both evil and good spirits cannot hear our thoughts, right? They can't read our minds. So we have to say it out loud. This is why when you cast out evil spirits who are taunting you and who are tempting you, you have to say the prayer out loud. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of blah, 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 blah. So I'm driving along and I said, honey, if you want, it would be great if you could come to me in a dream. So this morning, I'm like, okay, it was about 5 o'clock. My alarm goes off. For the first time in a long time, I decided to snooze. So I reset the alarm for 45 minutes. And then it went off again, and I'm like, oh, 15 more minutes. So during this 15 minutes, I drift off into sleep. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but that is the time that we should be praying if we're really wanting to experience the supernatural. So right before we go to bed, or right when we wake up, when we're kind of in and out of fully being awake and being asleep. Okay, so during this 15 minutes, I drift off. And all of a sudden, it's me and my husband holding on to a raft in some big body of water. I think it was the ocean. I don't know where we were. And then my brother, for some weird reason, you know, floats between us and he says, oh, I'll see you over there. I don't know. Again, not sure what happened there. But my husband then says, do you want to go snorkeling? And I was like, you know what? I would rather go full bore. Like, let's do scuba diving. Let's put, you know, the tank on our backs and stay down in the water. And to me, and probably to him, that would seem like a very weird request, because my ears always have problems with the water. When I was young, man, every time I would go to the pool, even when I was in the shower, my ears would then get clogged up and I would have swimmer's ear. And I don't know if any of you have had swimmer's ear, but it is so painful. I would have to go to the doctors all the time, and then they'd have to put these drops in there. I'd have to get wax taken out of my ears. It was crazy, almost to the point where they wanted to put tubes in my ears, but my mom wouldn't let them do that. So for me to say, yeah, let's submerge ourselves way down into the water where my ears can totally get filled with water would be weird. But the weird thing, the weirder thing about this was that I was thinking about this 6 or 7 months ago. I never said anything to Jeff because we're spending all this money on this house. We were going to work on it and build it together, finish it off. There would be so much to do that no way would he want to take a trip and go scuba diving. So when this dream is happening and I say, no, let's do this, the tank on our backs and do the full thing, he says, okay. And so now I'm super excited because we're going to go do this. And then the alarm goes off and I wake up and I totally think that he's here. I totally think that we're in the water. I totally think that I'm going to go make this big scuba diving trip. And then it hits me, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not sure I want you to come in my dreams anymore, hon. Like, this is sad. I wake up and he's not here. I'm down in Tennessee by myself. I'm going to go to the house. And then I thought, okay, was that evil? Remember, when you pray out loud, evil spirits can hear you. Or even when you ask for something out loud, evil spirits can hear you. So then I'm thinking, okay, was this the evil spirits that wanted me to feel sad and to wake up with that pit in my stomach? So then I had to think about the whole thing. Think about it all and be like, okay, was that really you, honey? Or were those evil spirits to make me feel horrible? And then I had to really think about, wait a minute. Nobody knew that I wanted to go scuba diving, except for God, who knows my thoughts. I never said those words out loud. I never told Jeff about the fact that I wanted to do that. I never said it out loud. And then I knew it was Jeff. Because how could the evil spirits know that I thought about this in the past? And I'm telling you, it was 6 or 7 months ago. And now I have a dream, and we're having this conversation, and he says, yes, let's do it. And then I had to pull myself together because I had a radio segment on Relevant Radio. But yeah, crying all morning, loving him, saying, thanks for coming into my dreams, hon. But you know what? I don't know if I want that anymore. You know, even if it is him and it's true, and I truly believe it is, and it was him, and he confirmed it by having the same dream that I had in my heart, the desire of me wanting to go scuba diving. Anyway, it was so real. It was like he was here. And that was the hard part. That was the super hard part. So now I say out loud, honey, I don't know if I want you to come back in dreams. God has been protecting my heart. It's not like I'm not thinking about him. But I haven't had something that real, you know, where I wake up and I'm like, oh, cool, we're going to go scuba diving. And then the reality smacks you in the face. But it's also beautiful. It's also beautiful because I know that he came in that dream with that particular stuff because it's him. I hope this makes sense to everyone. Okay, but that's what I want you to pay attention to when you pray and when you ask for things. Be prepared for them to come to you in a big way. This was just yesterday. I was driving here and it happens this morning. And again, test the spirits. Test the spirits. St. Paul says that we have to make sure that what we are hearing and feeling and being prompted to do is from God or from evil. So my initial thought, because I had that pain, that kick in the gut, I thought it was evil. But then as I thought about it more, that kick in the gut became joy. That, wow, Jeff came to me with something that he knew that I wanted to do that he didn't know when he was here on this earth. And now I can reaffirm, as I already know, that he is up somewhere at the highest levels of purgatory or in heaven, because he wouldn't be able to come to me if he was in hell. And again, I don't think that he's ever in hell, because I told you all way back in the day, and you can go back, I don't know, to my, I don't remember what date it was, but he died on the 27th of January, and I came on podcast a week later, so somewhere around that time, where he and God confirmed that he is saved. And it's because of all your prayers and because of your masses. I can't tell you how many masses were said for him. And all of that matters. And I'm going to have more masses said, because I want him to be in heaven. I want him to progress up the purgatory levels. And I know that he must be in one of the highest levels of purgatory, if not in heaven, because he's able to come visit. You remember when I talked about him visiting me on the day that he died, my mother and my friends and their dog. So then my kick in the gut turns into joy, turns into gratitude. But I'm just not sure if I want that anymore. So I kind of said, I'm not sure I want this. I didn't say don't come to me. And maybe after time passes, it'll be nice to have more dreams with him, you know, where I can remember and live my life with him in that way. I don't know. It's just very weird. Okay, now I got to get rolling so I can go meet a bunch of people. Today is the Annunciation. Today is the day where Saint Gabriel came to Mary and said, "Hail, full of grace." By the way, he didn't say Hail Mary. That's her given name. He came to her by her title, Full of Grace. This is why Mary is sinless. She's a perpetual virgin. She was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. This goes back to the Old Testament. When the cloud, the glory cloud would come around, they would move when the cloud moved. She knew what the angel was saying. You will be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. And he, the Holy Spirit, will conceive in you the Son of God. And she said yes. So let's all pray to Saint Gabriel today to help us to get closer to Mary, to pray to her so that she can take our prayers and make them pure to Jesus. That's her main goal. Mary basically is our intercessor. She intercedes for us, she prays for us, and she takes our stuff to Jesus. I'm pretty sure Mary in Our Lady of Guadalupe re-healed me again from marijuana and pot that she did back in 2013. Because I ended my consecration to Jesus through Mary on Our Lady of Guadalupe's feast day. So I have a devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, and I think all of us need to pray to Mary, because the last words that she said in the Bible was, "Do whatever he tells you." And that is it. She is supposed to bring us to her son. And now in heaven, those two are together to work for us in our salvation. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, into our hearts, into our souls, into our minds, into our bodies. Help us to always be joyful, no matter what is happening in our lives. Help us to love ourselves and love our neighbors, and to constantly pray throughout the day for you and your spirit to be in our souls, to be in our minds, to be in our hearts. Remind us that Mary watched her son be beaten to a bloody pulp, to be crucified, and was not guilty. But in the end, there was no death. If Jesus did not die, then we would all die. So let's have faith in his mercy and his love, and that for all of the people who have gone before us, that they are seeing Jesus and his mercy. Well, now we will pray for all of the souls in purgatory, the ones who have gone before us. Let's pray for them now by name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me, a sinner, now and at the hour of my death. Amen. In your holy, merciful name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, hey, I forgot to mention, I said that I was going to go to Divine Mercy Sunday Confession yesterday. And guess what? I walk into this teeny tiny church that barely holds 75 people. And I walk up, I get there at 8:20. Confession is supposed to start at 8:30. And I'm the first in line. Praise God. And I went Saturday. So I walked in and I basically said to the the priest, I said, okay, I just went to confession for this yesterday, but I came back into the church on Divine Mercy Sunday confession 11 years ago. And then 7 years after that, I did another general confession for all my sins and reconfessed. And so I said, I need to come and confess these sins that I don't know if I truly was contrite when I confessed them. And he was so amazing. He said, what a way for me to joyfully rejoice in divine mercy. You know, thank God you came in. And oh my goodness, I couldn't have asked for a better priest, for a better confession, for more joy to come into my heart. It was just amazing. Remember, when you go to confession, those demons unhook from you. This is why people say, oh my gosh, I feel so light. That was what my brother did. I think it was like 40 years since he'd been to confession. And he said, I feel so clean and I feel so light. And I told him, that's because those demons that have been hanging on to you, like think about little hooks all over you with weights, these ugly, evil weights just weighing you down. And when you go to the sacrament of confession, those go away. It's awesome. Okay, get out there, be love. And I have a phone call coming in, so I'm going to go right now. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.